because they're the one that catches and eat these mosquitoes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there used to be plenty of them, but they're gone. Yes. Now, there's one thing they asked me about a jaybird. I told a cousin of mine, he asked me, he said, do you ever see jaybird on Friday? I said, no, I never noticed one. On. I said, but I don't know where they go. He said, they go to hell on Friday. I said, but I don't see one on Friday. I don't know where they go. But any other time, and that pecan tree out there, they took pecans. And it, of course, I set out about a dozen over there myself. But they're all over the place here where the pecan drop. Mm-hmm. And they'll get up better than if you plant them. Yes. That little one right there, the bird drop it there. I didn't plant it. No. They're all over the place, so we're just taking up.
You mentioned squirrels. Do you have any different type of squirrels?
Well, we have what we call a cat squirrel. He's a small one. Then the fox squirrel, he's three times bigger. And I'm the only two kinds of squirrels we have. And then we have one which we call a flying squirrel. Well, he'll come at night, and he'll eat the pecans, mm-hmm. too. But
what
he
color?
Don't destroy them like the blue jays.
What colors are the fox and cat squirrels?
The fox squirrel, well, sometimes you find a black one, sometimes you find a gray one, sometimes you find one yellow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have all different colors on them. And I killed one cat squirrel in my life down in last year, and he had a red tail.
Red tail?
Yeah, I said, well, that's the first one I've seen in my life. And Miss Bernie said, yes, Jeff, I said, we were watching that. He said, here's one, yeah, I see one, yeah, red all over. I said, well, I kill a many, but that's the first time I've seen that.
You ever see a little animal that's kind of like a squirrel, except his tail's not bushy and he doesn't live in trees, he's reddish and he's probably got a stripe down his back?
No.
Never seen anything?
I haven't seen that.
I don't think they
in
have
the
that
section. Here. That's right.
What about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
That what kind of bird that goes up in trees?
Drills holes in the trees.
No. Well, I don't know, because all of them will go up in the trees. Ain't but one that don't bother about going up in the tree too much, but I seen one. He won't go above the trees, mm-hmm. and that's a quail. Mm-hmm. And some of them call them partridges, but a quail is his proper name. Now, I've seen one up on the first limb in a pine tree, but he don't fly high. He flies up a little piece and level off and go. And lots
what about
of
kind of bird that gets up in a tree and digs a hole in there?
Oh, well, there are two kinds. One of them they call a woodpecker, and the other one they call him a hanna. Well, he's a big one, and he makes his hole in the tree. Yeah, woodpecker and old hanna, that's all I know about him. He'll holler and fly, but a woodpecker, he don't do much hollering. No.
You ever hear any group of people described as a woodpecker?
Hmm?
Anybody ever called people a woodpecker?
Not as I know. No, sir.
What about the kind of bird that flies around at night?
Well, a bull bat and a leatherwing bat, both of them flies mm-hmm. around at night. Now that bull bat, in the evening late, he'll get up and he'll fly around up in front of his women, he'll haul a peep. Peep, that's a certain time of the year, though he don't do it all the year. And then he'll go way up, and then he'll come down and do like that, and all of whoop, and going back up. We call it the bull bat. And those little bats, they call them leatherwing bats. Well, I used to wonder where those come from, but a lady in there, a house was about that high off of the ground, and those things would go in there and stay.
Really?
Underneath that house. And in the evening, they were coming out of this like swarm of bees. Mm-hmm. Because she had it lattice way. And they would go between that. And when they sit up, now there's another bird they call a swallow. Or a martin. He flies around in the evening. And they'll string along on the wires. When he ain't flying, they'll string along on those wires. Now that's a bird that my old people used to make gourds. Cut a hole in it and bore a hole in the bottom in case water going, it would go out. Well, it would